Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Erotic Uncertainty. There are times when you're not sure what to do, times when the amount of ideas seems almost infinite, and yet none of it stands out. It's those times when you kind of need to do something different. At the same time, it can be really nice to be uncertain about what is going to happen to you. Experimentation is one of the best ways to find something new, and if you're careful with yourself, it allows you to find some truly amazing things. Exploring the unknown, experimenting with the unfamiliar, and allowing the uncertain to express. With hypnosis, it kind of works the same way. Our minds are not always in the mood to play. Sometimes they are more hesitant than others. And it's in those moments where experimentation and uncertainty can create some fantastic effects. The one thing that you do have to be ready for is that it can affect how you feel. You may not know yet, but all of this may lead to some changes in how you feel right now. It could lead to arousal, to surrender, submission, serving. It's hard to predict, and that's part of the fun. One of the things that can really surprise someone is letting their mind kind of drift, fantasize. So I'm going to pose a little task for you. Something simple for you to do while you're listening to this. I'd like you to fantasize. At the same time, though, I'd like you to let those fantasies sort of develop as time goes on. Sometimes one can lead to another, a change in the smallest thing can suddenly create a whole different direction for a dream. I guess that I'm asking you to daydream while part of your mind continues to listen to these words. And you can do this however you like. You can close your eyes, stare at something, even let your eyes just drift over wherever you are. Tiny details in sight, sound, smells, maybe even taste or touch can create all these ideas that float around the mind, mixing with all the things that will happen soon. Is where your hands are something nice to touch? Can you see something that inspires you? Can you hear something that affects your dreams? Can you smell something that reminds you? Or perhaps you can even feel the taste. letting those fantasies play out in the background. What would happen if you were hypnotized at the same time? Would those fantasies all kind of blend together? Would they become a mishmash of meandering thoughts and feelings? Would they turn to the more erotic side of what is possible with hypnosis? Imagining how it could be used to make you do certain things? Or would it drift towards the more intense, brainwashing, controlling, overriding your very will? What would happen if you were to fantasize and let yourself just drift and explore? While my words continue to hypnotize the other part of your mind, it's okay to let yourself relax physically. And just as well, it's okay if your body wants to do certain things. Whatever it is, wherever it goes, it's all wonderfully uncertain. And in that uncertainty, new thoughts are born, fantasies flower, drifting drops drip down, serving sensations smoothly, diving into depraved dreams, allowing attention after amazing ideas. Chasing little chills that create new cravings, fantasize and daydream, flutter through your fantasies, fly into your mind. And imagine how powerful something as simple as the snap and the drop can feel. And the more that uncertainty grows, unsure of where it could lead, the more your mind explores and becomes open to new ideas, shifting the sands, softly melting minds, and your imagination can grow. Even as you listen yourself slowly falling, the words don't have to make sense. Your thoughts don't have to make sense either. The sense of uncertainty spirals through the wild, imagination pulling down on the threads, weaving tapestries of temptation, dreams of desire, observations of obedience, shards of serving, mixed into a new recipe, a dream purely for you. And every time you hear these words, it'll be something new, new connections, new ideas, new fantasies, and your body will help. Whether it be the beat of your heart between your legs, the dripping of your thoughts from your mind. It could be the heat enveloping deep inside, or the chill of something naughty. It all grows and flows, mixes with your mind, only to dissipate into dreams, like how it happens in the morning when you wake. There's this uncertainty of what just happened. And if you're comfy, cozily curled up, you just drop back down again, letting new dreams form on the puffs, the echoes from before, pieces parting, fitting together into new. And then sometimes there's this moment, this flash of heat, when you find something that really resonates within. And it's okay to have that erotic uncertainty, not knowing of what's going to happen, letting go what has already happened as you drop deep. Your body, your mind open to new experiences, curious, willing, and alert to help yourself stay safe if you do. And even when you wake, a sudden confusion causing some ripples, hearing my voice and not exactly knowing what happened before, except for the curiosity, I hope you'll have some interesting daydreams and embrace the erotic uncertainty. Enjoy.